Speaker 1.
We came up here from Cornwall when I was a kid, when I was about 10 years old. So I was old enough to remember what it was like. The beach, the long walks in the countryside. You could walk and walk and not meet another living soul. But you see, where our kids are growing up, there's nowhere for them to really play or run about. When they built these flats, I don't think they had kids in mind. It's all concrete and not a bit of grass in sight. Anyway, just last week we made the decision to pack up and head back to Cornwall. The money won't be as good, but at least we won't be squashed up like rats in a cage.
Speaker 2.
It drives me absolutely crazy. And the worst thing is, I find I'm losing my temper a lot, at work, with my wife, and it's not fair on them. It's not their fault. You see, I work nights, so I really, really do need my sleep during the day. I get home about 8 a.m. and I see my wife for about 30 minutes before she goes off to work, and then I'll get to sleep about 11 a.m. I'm just about in a really deep sleep when it starts. You can hear it through the walls really loud. And it's not just the sound. The walls, the floor, the bed, they actually vibrate because of how loud it is. We've asked them to turn it down, and they do for a day or two, and then it's back to square one. I'd be happy to move, only we just bought the place 18 months ago.
Speaker 3.
It wasn't as bad as this when I started out. You could get from A to B in 20 minutes, no problem. Now it takes twice as long. And you can see the passengers in the mirror. They're sitting there in the back, fuming because they're stuck in a jam and the fare's going up. I'm not saying I know what the solution is. The government are talking about restricting access to the city centre, not letting private vehicles in. But I don't think that's practical. The public transport's already overcrowded. The other day I had a word with a mate of mine. I heard he was looking for some help on a construction site, and he said I could start whenever I liked. I'm considering it, to tell you the truth.
Speaker 4.
There's no need for it. People are just lazy. Our society has just become completely reliant on the private car, and it's not necessary. You hear a lot of complaints about air quality. People can't breathe, but they're not prepared to do anything about it. I live in a village, and the traffic isn't that bad, to be honest, but I still have to wear a mask on the bike because of the lethal fumes some vehicles chuck out. It's just unbearable. It's got to the point where I've kind of given up. I mean, I've stopped cycling during the week, and it's having an effect on my weight and my general fitness, and I resent that.
Speaker 5.
When I was stationed in the village, all I had to deal with was a few bicycle thefts and lost dogs. So when they told me I was being transferred to the city, I was certainly pleased about it. But to be honest, I found that life here isn't all it's cracked up to be. It's a massive city with a huge population, but you can still feel isolated. I like my colleagues, but it's not like we really socialise after work. Maybe it's my fault. I'm often really exhausted and just go home. The odd thing is, I've actually got used to it. I'm quite fond of my own company these days, so I'll probably stick at the job for a while longer.